Viking fans reach far and wide. The northernmost team in the NFC North Division lays claims to fans from many states throughout the upper Midwest. With great support on road games, you can find Viking fans in every corner of the United States. But Purple Pride is not only strong within the U.S., it extends far beyond our country's borders. The Scandinavian heritage ties the Vikings to countries like Norway, Sweden, and Iceland. But there's a growing fan base much further away than you might expect. And this man is a big reason why.
Yeah, my name is Lauren Peterson. Born in Jackson, Minnesota, southern Minnesota. Moved there at the age of about 8 and raised in South St. Paul. Now, a place which I couldn't even fathom thinking about, Federated States of Micronesia. How far from Minneapolis? We're about 7,000 miles. And that's a lot of land and a lot of water. I like to call this the Lake Wobegon of the Pacific. I was a Peace Corps volunteer and eventually was offered a job overseas if I wanted it. I said, "What do you have?" They said, "Well, we have openings in Malaysia, Philippines, and Micronesia." "Ooh," I said, "micro where?" "Micronesia." Okay. That sent me to the Peace Corps Library in Washington, D.C. to find out what the heck is this all about.
Nearly half a century later, Lauren is still in Micronesia. And every Sunday in the fall, you can find him at his Seven Stars Hotel.
We're not naive enough to think that this is a Seven Stars Hotel. Best you can have is 5, right? Or something like that. The Seven Stars to us means the 7 children that we have. 36 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren. So the support system that we have here is very dear and near.
Lauren also provides his support for something not quite as close. His hometown, Minnesota Vikings.
Jim Marshall, Gary Larson, Alan Page, and Carl Eller. People say, "Hey, didn't you guys get to the Super Bowl 4 times?" Yeah, we sure did. We made 8 out of 9 Pro Bowls. Mel Kiper Jr. gave him a B+. Now, I don't know enough about those college players that they drafted. I always get a bunch of these, the coolers. I don't know if you can see this. A Vikings cup, that's a lot of beer in there. If they would have called the hit on his leg in that overtime game, we'd have been in another Super Bowl. Bud Grant is my favorite Vikings from all-time player and coach.
Named after Lauren's brother, Lefty's Bar is decorated with sports apparel, much of it in support of his favorite team.
We figured out a way to put this up with the National Football Conference on one side, AFC on the other side, and the divisions here. So what we do during the season, we have pick'ems every week. Best number of pick'ems for each of the games during the week gets the pop. So we have a lot of fun with it.
This offseason, Lauren made the trip back to his hometown of South St. Paul. After giving a tour of his place, the Vikings showed him around theirs.
This is where the Vikings have their games.
Yeah.
Against the Patriots and the Packers and the Chicago Bears and the San Francisco 49ers and every team in the league.
So is everyone a Vikings fan or just you?
Everyone. Even the drinks are purple. Purple passion. That's the way they call them, the purple people eaters. I met him in South St. Paul years and years ago when he came down with the University of Minnesota graduates. You come up to bat, And it looks like he's halfway to home plate before he releases the ball. Of course, I think I went 4-for-4 against him or something.
Yeah.
This guy was one of the toughest linebackers in the league. There's one of the purple people eaters. Here's another one.